Hi, this is Anne Whitehouse. Welcome to the Pull Back Your Power, Release Limits Clearing. This one is so important because it's the limits, it's the hidden subconscious limits that pull women back again and again and again. You've got so far, you've expanded, you've moved forward, you're pulling back your power, things are going well, and then you hit a limit and everything appears to come crashing back down again. If you don't understand what's happening and why, this is when you can just be completely stalled. But when you do know why and know what to do to free yourself, you can continue to move forwards, continue to expand, and continue to increase your visibility, your impact, your income, your power, all of it. How do you know when you've hit one of these limits? Well, what will happen is that the old stuff will come back. The stress, the anxiety, the frustration, the confrontation, the procrastination, the exhaustion, illnesses will start to turn up. Websites will start to go down. It's basically everything and anything that can hold you back will start to happen. So let's get started. We're going to push through those limits. I want you to relax, make sure your phone is off and you won't be disturbed. Get comfortable and close your eyes. Breathe gently, focus into your heart. And this is getting more and more familiar to your mind and body. And as soon as you focus into your heart, you're going to become aware of that circulating energy. And just remind yourself that patterns and imprints in your mind and body, they aren't set in stone. You can change things if you want to. You have a perfect right to do that. Let's just spend a moment or two connecting to that energy. Feel it circulating, beginning to clear your energy field. Any blocks, negativity, just raising your vibration. So the reason you're listening to this particular clearing is because you know you've hit a limit in your life. Old symptoms, issues have begun to rear their ugly heads again. But you know you haven't come back to the beginning. You know you've just got to the next level. So we're going to start by pulling back the power. So whatever issue is triggered in your life, whether it's a relationship, something with your career, something to do with money, something to do with health. If you're feeling stressed, anxious, if conflict is beginning to come, then you are not going to be holding your power. Part of you has given that power away. So just imagine that situation, whatever it is that's stressing you out. Imagine that wire going from your heart, your chest, to that situation, that person, that issue. And the power balance is all wrong at the moment. You don't have the power, and you see that the ball of power is with the other person or with the other issue. So, in your mind's eye, reach out, pull that ball back, feel it sliding along that wire. Really pull it back. Pull it back. it all the way into your chest. Focus on that ball. Focus on yourself. Hold that focus. Hold it. Hold it. Feel that power balance shifting and the power returning to you. When your power returns to you, this effectively switches off, if you like, a whole load of fear-based beliefs around the situation. When you hold the power, you have the ability to create change. You're entitled to do that. It's safe to do that. So let's now remind ourselves that what's happened is we've hit a limit. This is the old, obsolete, archaic, patriarchal legacy. It's trying to stop us from being, doing, and having the things that we want in life. We've got stuck in that 3D spider's web of limitation. And you feel the way you do, you feel blocked or stressed or anxious, not because you aren't good enough, it's because you've come so far. It's because you've pulled away from those old limitations on women. So let's really bring in that understanding. And any judgment, any criticism that you're aiming at yourself, thinking that you shouldn't be reacting this way, that you should be stronger, that you shouldn't be pathetic or weak or whatever it might be, just let that go because it's not true. Your subconscious is trying to sabotage you and hold you back, and it's doing that because you have pushed so far ahead, because you have crossed boundaries that your female ancestors never even imagined were possible. This is what's creating the inner conflict, and this is what is creating the sabotage. Now that we understand that, we can get it in proportion, and we know what the solution is. So we can turn the whole thing on its head. The more stressed you are, the more blocked you feel, the more things appear to be crashing down, it's a measure of how amazing you are and how far you've come. Now let that sink in. Feel your self-esteem, your value, your achievements. Just feel how big they really are. Because you haven't just been doing the things in your life that are visible. You've been pulling away from that energetic legacy of the past every single day. And it's absolutely exhausting, it's hard work. So give yourself acknowledgement for that. There are many women who would have given up, but you haven't. You are ready to push to the next level. So now allow yourself to have a new understanding on what's actually happening beneath the surface. Where is it in your life that you have expanded beyond what is permitted by that historical legacy? And remember, this can be an absolute limit, something being completely forbidden, or more likely, it's a relative limit. Maybe you are shining too brightly. Maybe you are earning too much relative to your husband or partner. Remember, when you're investigating this for yourself, remember that in the past, pretty much everything that we as modern women want to do would have been forbidden. Anything beyond a subservient domestic role is likely labelled as forbidden. Anything which would make you appear to be equaling or, heaven forbid, outshining a man would have been completely forbidden. And you certainly would not have been allowed to receive the acknowledgement, the respect, the status, the authority and the salary that a man would have received. So every little bit you push forward in those directions, there's going to be limit after limit after limit that you must push through if you want to succeed. So when you have flagged up as well as you can where these limits are, the ones that you're triggering at the moment, let's bring in that light, the light of reality. All those rules, those labels, and those limits are obsolete. You have 100% entitlement to have any career you choose, to launch your business, to have promotions, to be an authority, to be a leader, to be visible, and to be more successful, achieve more, do more, earn more than any man, whether that be your husband, your brother, your father, your colleague, your friend. Any subconscious belief that you're breaking the rules by wanting these things for yourself is simply wrong. So now reconnect to your heart energy. Just become aware of that energy flow. Imagine it, feel it. And imagine those patterns in your energy field that represent those limits. Now here's the thing. The subconscious programs associated with these patriarchal limits are the ones that are invariably very fear-based. They can be violent, they can be unpleasant. Things like being put to death, being tortured, being sent to hell. Of course, none of these things will happen. Your subconscious is stuck in some very ancient conditioning. It doesn't realise you're safe. It doesn't realise what the 21st century is. So I want you to now imagine shining that brilliant white light into the depths of your subconscious mind. This is the brilliant white light of here and now. Your rights, your entitlement, the law. Any part of your mind which thinks you have to obey the rules of the past is simply wrong. It just needs an update. So imagine that white light simply dissolving, evaporating, obliterating those old rules, those old programs, that old obsolete software. It has no place in your life. Let's allow that to happen. Remind yourself, this is obsolete ancestral conditioning. They're just energy patterns that need to go. They aren't set in stone. They didn't come from God. The whole of civilization will not collapse if you outshine the men. What will happen is the world will benefit from your gifts. It's as simple as that. So allow that brilliant white light to completely obliterate all of those obsolete programs. So you have now redefined what is allowed in this situation, but the blocks are still going to be there. You can imagine what it's like. You've got the rule that said that it's forbidden, and so your mind has created a whole load of sabotage mechanisms, and we need to get rid of those. So you can imagine these in any way you like. Maybe it's like a brick wall, maybe it's a prison, maybe it's shackles on your hands, who knows? Imagine it in the way that works for you. We need to first change the programming, and then we need to release these energetic limits. So reconnect to your heart, feel that energy circulating. Just ask it any energetic blocks, walls, prisons, restraints, limits, glass ceilings that are holding you back because of that old obsolete programming. You don't have to obey them. They can go now. So however that is manifested for you, just ask that your heart energy simply dissolve it. Dissolve it away. Feel it going. See it, imagine it. There's no right or wrong way to experience this. It's whatever works best for you. Imagine the way opening up in front of you. The blocks, the obstacles, just evaporating, disappearing. Nobody benefits when you hold yourself back. Nobody benefits when you sabotage yourself. And let's be clear here. If you have been holding yourself back because you're worried about how it will affect somebody else's ego, well, they need to evolve as a human being, frankly. So you allow yourself to shine. And then allow them to evolve and embrace your success. Everyone benefits when we allow ourselves to fulfill our true potential. That's a fact. That's non-negotiable. So see all those blocks dissolving. See that web of limitation dissolving away. And you are free to expand, free to move, free to take yourself to the next level. And there's one more thing we need to do that is so, so important. The reason we've been pulled back is because we do not have that power foundation. The power foundation built over centuries that a man has automatically. And we don't have it because we haven't had our rights and freedoms for very long. And here we're creating something completely new, creating that paradigm, that energy, where you can be and do what you want and fulfill your potential. But we still don't have that foundation that makes us really feel secure in that. So what we're going to do now is start to create our version of a power foundation. So imagine yourself moving forward with all your 21st century rights and entitlements. With your freedom, your qualifications, your career. And being allowed to do that in safety, doing that without having to sabotage yourself or be undermined, without having to fight the energies of the status quo. And now what we're going to do is project this back in time. So connect again to your heart and become aware of that energy flowing. And now just imagine sending all of those entitlements backwards in time. So send it backwards and imagine your mother having exactly that. Imagine her having that right from the start of her life. Now send it further back. Send it to your grandmothers. Feel that shift as they have the opportunities and the freedom and the equality. Now send it back to your great-grandmothers. Feel the shift as they have opportunity and freedom and equality. Send it back, back, back. Imagine that new energy becoming grounded and rooted in your ancestry. creating for you a genuine power foundation. The energy of time that really makes the shifts that you want in your life secure and strong and robust. Just hold that energy, hold that understanding, hold that feeling. Feel that being anchored in your life. Now come back to the present. And see your way forward. The obstacle's gone, the sabotage or the backlash that you've been experiencing gone, and support and acknowledgement from people around you. Safe, and it feels automatic, and it's normal for you now. So now imagine the copper energy flowing up from the centre of the earth, flowing up through your legs, right through your body, down to your fingertips, and right up through your brain into every single cell. Feel it anchoring all of the new understandings, the new patterns, the new software that you've been creating for yourself. And then when you're ready, open your eyes.